Next year will mark 10 years since the signing of the Affordable Care Act. Recently, former members of the Obama administration and health policy analysts met at Yale School of Law to reflect on what's happened in the last decade. As Connecticut Public Radio's Nicole Leonard reports, they talked about where it went right, where it went wrong, and what's ahead for health care reform.
10 years ago, around this time, U.S. legislators were in the middle of hashing out one of the biggest ever pieces of health care reform legislation. Democrats narrowly passed it, and President Barack Obama signed into law the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act in March of 2010. Since then, Timothy Stoltzfus-Jost says the ACA has accomplished a lot, but it's also left a fragmented health system divided by public and private sectors.
Its reach is far greater than is commonly understood. Yet while it revolutionized many parts of the U.S. healthcare system, it did not revolutionize the system itself. Much remains to be done.
Jost is a former professor at Washington and Lee University. His work is used throughout the United States to teach health law. He and other panelists at the Yale conference agreed that the ACA isn't perfect, but he says that doesn't mean current presidential candidates should be running on Medicare for All or single-payer plans.
We barely got the Affordable Care Act through with support of the hospitals, the physicians, the pharmaceutical lobby, and 60 votes in the Senate. And right now we've got not anywhere close to that. See if you can do some things to incrementally build on the present system, but don't try to throw the whole system out.
President Obama's former Deputy Chief of Staff for Policy, Nancy Ann DeParle, put it like this.
I would not waste time trying to reinvent the wheel. I would try to improve the structure that's already there.
After it was signed into law, the ACA expanded health insurance coverage to millions of people in the United States, especially low and middle-income residents. Connecticut was one of the few states to establish its own state exchange called Access Health Connecticut. Patient advocate Gay Heyer of West Haven was able to get an ACA plan to cover her cancer treatment and other health care needs. But she says the everyday reality of that coverage is flawed.
On the ground, you can have your insurance, but the equitable access to the actual care is compromised because people will not take that insurance. Therefore, it is stigmatized. How is the patient, the person at the end of the policy, supposed to cope with all of this?
Panel experts say some of the issues plaguing the ACA today, like the lack of carriers in rural areas and high deductibles and premiums, could be improved or fixed, but the Trump administration and the GOP continue efforts to dismantle or repeal the law. Joseph Antos specializes in health policy economics at the American Enterprise Institute.
What would Republicans have supported in place of the ACA? That wasn't clear 10 years ago, and it is even less clear today.
The ACA is currently being challenged in court on its constitutionality in a lawsuit brought by 18 GOP state attorneys general. It also sees funding cuts and other problems. But Nicole Huberfeld of Boston University School of Law says policymakers can learn from the past in order to move forward.
There are lessons to be learned from the difficulty of its rollout, lessons to be learned from whether or not we can have this patchwork public-private non-system and continue to sort of roll along with it, because my sense of the gestalt in health reform right now is that people are still not getting what they need for all of the money that we spend.
ACA experts will be featured in a new book put together by Yale and University of Pennsylvania scholars. It's called The Trillion Dollar Experiment and looks at a decade of the ACA. The book comes out in March. Nicole Leonard, Connecticut Public Radio.